KK4VCO requesting a radio check from any monitoring station. KK4VCO requesting a radio check. Victor Charlie Oscar requesting a radio check from any monitoring station. Clear.
For a few days, had to go to an extended family funeral, and that all went well, and we're ready to get back into living the dream.
I hear you. Well, I had a friend I deployed with. He came up. We stayed the night at deer camp last night, you know, telling a bunch of lies. You know how that goes. Just check up on one another. We hadn't seen each other in a year or so. But just, you know, nice to check in, see how their family's doing and how he's doing and whatnot. And we just, you know, we just had a good time.
Family and friends are a special gift.
Yeah, roger that. Well, what you got on the schedule today?
I'm thinking about putting up, as Dan would say, a real antenna today.
What you gonna put up?
I'm working on the pieces for an upright V, so we'll see how it goes. But Dan was giving me a hard time about my infed half wave, so I thought, well, maybe I've got the pieces for it. I might as well just put one together and see how it works out.
Got plenty of wire, because if you don't, I got 3 miles of it.
Good. However, I think you ought to hold on to what you got pretty tight. I was up at the wireman the other day, and Deborah was telling me that it's getting hard to get wire, some of the gauges that she's wanting, and she says it's slowed down the whole thing. So she didn't have very many choices. She didn't have any shielded 14 gauge, and she only had 18 that was shielded. She told me, she said, all the copper-clad steel companies in the United States are owned by the Chinese.
Not good. We might need the mercy.
Middling and the right stuff to do it, that being in the wire business might not be a bad thing to do.
Well, like I said, when I retired, the wire and cable platoon gave me 3 miles of it as a joke. So it's been sitting down there in the barn for, oh, I don't know how many years. Thought I'd never use it. But as far as the antenna goes, I'm talking on one now up here at the deer camp. I love it. It works out really good.
That kind of antenna that you put up, he said he'd worked with you a little bit on it, and that's worked out pretty good for you.
The fan dipole, cut for, you know, whatever frequency. And it's kind of like putting an octopus up. But once I got it up, man, I love it. I mean, it's just, it does a great job.
What strands of wire did you have?
But I added the legs on the center support, so I can come back and add another leg or two when, you know, the need presents itself.
Well, that's kind of what I thought. I think I'm just going to put one wire up for now to the primary one we use, and then I can easily add another. What did you use to keep the wires separate?
In the center.
You've got your strands of wire out there coming off the dipole from the feed point. What you use to keep the wires separated?
It's HDPE, I believe, which is basically milk jugs. I'll just cut up the milk jugs and put them in a little tray and turn the toaster oven on to 150 degrees. And it just slowly melts into this, you know, whatever type of tray you've got, you know, your mold, I guess. And when it hardens, you just, you know, you got a really thick milk jug that's, you know, UV doesn't mess with it and water doesn't mess with it, and it's strong enough, non-conductive. And I just drill my two holes in it to hold my antenna, to loop my antenna through, and then the big hole gets the SO239, and there you go.
And I'm just talking about as the wire comes out from the center point to the end points, don't you keep those two wires about 2 or 3 inches apart?
Yeah, roger that. So if you imagine a triangle, which is basically what I've done, and imagine a triangle that's 4 inches long at its widest point. Put the triangle up in the air so the point is pointing down toward the earth. The SO239 goes at the bottom point, and then there's a hole that gets drilled at the bottom of that point and through the center axis of the triangle. And that's where the antenna line goes into the feed line from the antenna, goes into that hole and out to the SO239. Then I'll solder my connections and then just push the SO239 into the HDPE and four little old screws, and bam, 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 it's a done deal.
Got two wires coming off each side, if I understood you correctly, and those wires for the different frequencies you're going to use, don't you keep those wires separated by a stick or something?
About a quarter of an inch. So the way that works is when I tune the radio to whatever frequency I want and I key the mic, that RF will magically pick the wavelength of wire that closely matches the frequency. So I don't have to do anything. It does it at the antenna. Not sure how it does that. I guess path of least resistance, I guess. But just, you know, very little tuning needs to be done between the two frequencies that I've got up there, because the RF knows which path to go by. But yes, they are separated by about a quarter of an inch. But I don't think you really even need to do that. I just did it.
What did you use to get that quarter of an inch separation?
Just two separate holes on the left and right hand side of the triangle. So the coax from the SO239 runs up through the center of the triangle. And then the holes that hold the fan dipole on each end are two. Those holes intersect with that center hole. So I form my loop. So I basically form a loop through the hole on the antenna and solder it back into itself. Then there's a short jumper that comes from the center of the SO239 that gets soldered to that. And then the jumper goes over to the loop I formed on the antenna, and I solder it to that. If that is, I hope that's not too muddy, but it's, you know, it's pretty simple. I can send you a picture of it if you need to see it when I get home. Over.
Like you don't really have anything between the two wires there as they go out to where you tie them off. It's just that you've got the right there at the center feed point, you've got them separated by about a quarter inch. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I was thinking about doing, and I may very well do that. But I'm going to get this first one up and try it out and see how it works out as a dipole, and we'll see what we get from there. But listen, let me let you get on with your day. I'm here at a place I've got to drop some stuff off, so I'm going to say 73 to you for now. We'll see you on the air on the other bands, and have a great day, Chad. KO4NUE, KO4LAO, be clear on your final.
Yes, sir, Jim. You have a wonderful day. Please be safe. 73, KO4NUE, I'm clear but monitoring.